In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ commands us, love one another. These words have generally been interpreted as high-flown and very impractical, a high ideal to honor, even to fall down before, but not to be followed. Our understanding of these words as Orthodox Christians is different from that. Christ commands these things, as he says of us, that we love one another, because if we don't, we can't be Christians. We can't fight the necessary spiritual battle, the necessary spiritual warfare, unless we love one another. If we do not love one another, if we love ourselves, then we can't fight the spiritual warfare. It's not possible. It's only by this strength of being one with Christ in his love that we can fight that battle, that we can fight that war. There is no other ammunition that we can find somewhere within ourselves, our will or our intention or our vanity about how we imagine ourselves if we could only be just a little bit more saintly. But none of that is possible without a love of one another. If we don't have that, then we don't have any way to fight the spiritual battle of being a Christian in a world that denies Christ, in a world that wants nothing better than to kill him, to crucify him, because of the way he is, because of the world that God created, and this man has come into this world, the Son of God, fully God and fully man, in order to retake that world and reestablish it on the foundation of his divine love. Love is not the kind of hearts and flowers, impractical, self-oriented sort of thing that we generally think of its being when we are totally self-oriented and others are out there in order to serve us and to be the object of our love, our passions, in a self-serving kind of way. That has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with Christ. It has nothing to do with the new life that we are baptized into. When St. Paul writes to St. Timothy, his close follower, the one who is emulating Paul and has become a spiritual leader and a soldier like St. Paul in the spiritual warfare, which is what a spiritual leader has got to be. If you are not that, then you are no leader. You are no Christian leader. St. Paul tells St. Timothy, points out to him that no one who is engaged in any kind of warfare entangles himself in the affairs of the world. Soldiers are about fighting the spiritual battle. St. Timothy is a leader in the church. Therefore, he has been enlisted by Christ, as St. Paul says, and he has been commanded to love with Christ's love. Now, those are fighting words from a divine point of view. You are going to have to go against the spirit of the world. You immediately become an enemy to all of those who love the world and themselves, first of all, and anything else, including anything higher, including God, including Christ, including others, second or way down the line. By becoming enlisted by Christ in this spiritual warfare that is the carrying out of the Christian faith, you make yourself an enemy to them. They will be your enemies. And you need to love them even though they make themselves your enemy. They are your enemy because they are opposed to everything that is life for you. They will reject the love that you try to give to them because they love something else. They will not be enlisted in your cause. No one who is fighting the spiritual battle can become totally enmeshed in the world, totally entangled in the world, so that its way of living is first, and our commitment to Christ is, well, it's even less than being a weekend warrior. You don't just go out and fight on the weekend, because what do? Some training exercises that you're never going to put into practice? A little tin army that comes together for divine liturgy but never intends to go out into the world and engage in the spiritual warfare of the love of one another and the love of our enemies, those who love the world. It is by the love of others, including enemies, that Christ strengthens us. Self-love, that's left behind. You turn aside because it is your responsibility. It is your duty as a soldier in this spiritual warfare to do something other than love yourself. Otherwise, you are betraying the one who has enlisted you. You are betraying the one who has commanded you. Soldiers fight in order to defeat the enemy. And in this case, the enemy is that within us that denies Christ, that within us that finds more appeal in the world than it finds in this new life, this eternal life that we have been given. We have to fight those enemies directly, internally, and intend to defeat them. We do that by the love of Christ. We do that by the love of all that is good and noble and holy. Philotimo, as Elder Paisios would say. A nobility that goes beyond the self-regard of human beings and becomes a regard for Christ and our oneness with Him and a determination not to betray Him. It is by the love of others and especially by the love of enemies that Christ pours strength into us, drop by drop, person by person. It is the only source of strength. It is the only way to build our spiritual muscles so that we can fight this spiritual battle and win. Christ has the victory. It's a matter of whether or not we are going to fight along with Him or whether we are going to turn to the world and love the world more than Him. But if we love Him, we will build ourselves up spiritually, build up our spiritual muscles by the love of others. And so when Christ commands us as our commander, I tell you, I command you to do this, love one another. Stick together. Stick with me. Follow me, because otherwise you will lose. There is no other possibility. That's why he says, love one another. That's what he means, love one another. So that you can be Christians by sharing his divine love, so that you can be Christians by sharing his divine strength, which is nothing like the strength and power that the world understands. The strength and power that has to do with self-reliance and force and building up something of an entirely different kind. That is the nature of the spiritual life. Now, Paul doesn't talk that directly to the Galatians or the Colossians or the Ephesians But he is talking to a spiritual guide. Saint Timothy is responsible to lead this life, as all of us are, if we are going to be in some kind of position of spiritual leadership in the church, or if we are going to be effective parents, or if we're going to be effective Christian influences on others. If we are going to affect the lives of others as Christians, there is no other alternative but to follow this command of Christ to love one another, to join our spiritual struggle to his life and his conquest of death. We are consoled, Blessed Theophylact says, in a special kind of way. Christ promises that he will send the Holy Spirit. He will send the Comforter. After all, it doesn't depend on me and my strength and my will. Exactly the opposite. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes by way of the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and is sent by Christ into the world to comfort us and to give us what we need to be able to love one another. That's the nature of the spiritual life. That's the nature of a life that is guided by the love of God, the love of what is ultimate, true, and real, namely Christ himself, the truth incarnate. Saint Paul gives us a blessing. We heard him bless us in a special way. He says, "May the God who is the source of comfort, comfort you with oneness of mind in Christ." That will be a comfort. The strength comes from love, from actually participating in God's love, which is not the way we understand love from a worldly point of view. But the comfort and the ability to go on in this spiritual effort of love, that has to do with Christ's sending the Holy Spirit upon us. And so if we actively live this spiritual life, we will already have begun living an eternal life. It's always there awaiting us. Maybe we've been absent without leave. You know, sometimes we take a vacation from being Christians. We take a vacation from the spiritual warfare. We stop saying our prayers. We stop coming to confession. We stop coming to communion. And we just kind of go over to the other side for a little while. And we love the world, and we enjoy the world, and we forget that we have been called by God and we have been commanded by him to live in a different kind of way. A way that takes spiritual effort, a way that takes a kind of commitment that we intend never to betray. And when we do betray it, we repent and we return to the reality of God's love and the comfort that he sends by way of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.